Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Mark, we appreciate a couple minutes on a Saturday.
Dave, good to be on with you. How you doing?
I am well. So, did Houston do anything differently from game one to game two, or did they just play their game better in game two?
I mean, it depends how you really want to parse it. I think, just looking at it, it looks like they changed it up a little. It's still ISO, I guess, in its own respect, in that they're looking on offense to pick out the matchup and in so many of those take advantage of all those Golden State switches and end up going after Steph Curry. But look, I guess if I watch the game again, which I did, you know, PJ Tucker still standing in one corner. Trevor Ariza was more of a slasher than a shooter, but they were finding guys and guys were hitting shots, and the others, if you will, scored. I don't know if PJ Tucker has another 8-for-9 in him with 5 threes, or Trevor Ariza with all those cuts to the basket, or Eric Gordon off the bench. You kind of expect that. I just think they did it better, but it looked a little bit more pleasing.
It felt like they got into their offense a little quicker in game two. Like game one, yeah. Multiple shot clock violations. Game two looked like they got going a little earlier.
That's a good point. And if you look at the first half, I think our sports and information folks back in Bristol were tracking how many shots and at what point in the clock. And there were only a couple under five. And I'm pretty sure it was 19 or 20 in game one with those three shot clock violations you were talking about. And Mike D'Antoni told us before game two, obviously that was one of the major themes of the off day between one and two is, guys, you know, we can still end up in isolation, but let's get into the set quicker and give us some time to make some decisions and get some quality shots.
Mark Kestisher, the voice of the Western Conference Finals, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Been a lot of conversation about the health of Steph Curry. You're up close and personal in all of these games. What do you see?
You know, he looks fine to me. I think you could make the argument that he's working hard on the defensive end, or they're working him harder, and therefore maybe, you know, his legs aren't beneath him. But he's so hard to tell, because I remember 2 years ago in that series they lost to Cleveland when they were up 3-1. You know, you wonder, like, is Steph 100%? But you really can't tell just because of the way he moves. It's a little bit different. He almost makes it look easy. I'm reminded of Robinson Cano when he was the second baseman in New York, and still at Seattle, he plays hard, but it kind of makes it look effortless. And I think I have that same kind of feel with Steph, and he'll never admit it, so you can't tell. And he rested this knee a lot longer than he did the one 2 years ago when he got injured at the start of the playoffs. I mean, he had almost 6 full weeks off, but I think it's some kind of combination of not quite at 100%, and definitely the fact that he's had to work so hard on the defensive end.
So Golden State, game one, they did what they do. They get the win. Game two, they were, as close to blown out as possible for them. What do they have to do tomorrow night, game three, to get back into the win column?
Well, I think, Steve Kerr is going to encourage them, to basically play as they always have, run, cut, pace. I don't know if they'll make any changes to the starting lineup and not go with the small lineup tomorrow. That's one thing to look for. Another would be, do they want to switch everything on defense and keep getting Steph Curry caught in those defensive actions where he's got to take on a James Harden or a Chris Paul? That crowd there is unbelievable. It's the oldest building in the league. I always enjoy going to the Oracle. I wouldn't say it's falling apart, but it's their old building, and they love it.
And this is it for that, right? Next year, new building?
They have one more year in that building, and then they'll go to the new one. And you know how it is with those new buildings. You never quite have that atmosphere, even though this building has still priced out a lot of the folks who used to go, 15, 20 years ago. But it's a loud crowd. It's an on-top-of-you crowd. And when they get going, it's hard to stop that momentum. So you just get the feeling. Look, they haven't lost in that building in the playoffs with Kevin Durant on their roster. So I think, again, just like Houston did in game two, it'll come down to that first punch. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, Golden State just did not have it. Step slow, can't figure it out, with a chance to go up 2-0 on the road. They just didn't bring it the other night.
But the thing with them is every time seemingly, during this run, that they have a moment where they get knocked down, they get up better and bigger and stronger than we've ever seen from them.
They do, and they have so many weapons. I mean, you got to figure law of averages, right? Steph Curry going to hit some threes. Klay Thompson didn't have a good game. You know, Draymond Green, as much as he does on the defensive end and, you know, distributing the ball, he really wasn't a factor. Durant, you know, shots that went in game one didn't go in game two, and you go on and on and on down the line. And they only need a few cogs in that engine to run at full speed as well as or better than anybody in the league.
You've been doing this for a long time. Is this the best team that you've ever covered and called, this Golden State Club?
I have to say so. I mean, every time I'm asked, is this the team that's going to beat Golden State? I have to see them lose four times in seven. And we can make all the excuses we want for 2 years ago, whether, you know, Draymond getting suspended for game five or Steph Curry not being at 100%. Still remarkable what Cleveland did in that game seven on the road. But yeah, I mean, when you add Kevin Durant after that, right after that game, you add Kevin Durant on July 4th of that year, it's almost unfair. And the guys who, you know, are not names, like Kevon Looney, nobody remembers, you know, him from his 1 year at college or his 3 years, you know, in practice, just learning the system and getting better at it. They just have guys that are perfect for their system, and it almost shocks you when you see what you saw in game two. That was a non-competitive game. It almost seems impossible for these guys.
Yeah, it really was unbelievable. So the question, I guess, is their periphery players, are they so good because they're playing with the elites, or are they players that would, you know, produce on other teams? Like Quinn Cook, you mentioned Looney. Like these guys, it feels like they're good because they have such talent around them to play with.
And it may be unfair to them, but I agree with you, Dave. I mean, look, Kevon Looney's going to be a free agent because they have to spend so much money on the other guys. They did not, and not they could not afford $2.3 million for next year. They just have to look at the books and how are we going to, you know, pay Clay, who's going to be, you know, coming up soon, and Kevin Durant now, you know, took a pay cut, if you will, last year. Will want, you know, a longer term contract, and you wonder that where is Kevon Looney? Would he be great on you know, on the Knicks if he comes over?
Or, trust me, no.
Yeah, we kind of know the answer.
Yeah,
or is it the system? And it may be the system for some of these guys. It's unfair, but I think it is true. When you can run with the horses that they have and the different skill sets that those guys have, I got to imagine even you or I, if we had some basketball chops, you know, we would look a lot better.
All right. Listen, Mark, always a pleasure. Have a great call. We'll all be listening tomorrow night, 7 o'clock right here, Eastern time on 98.7. Safe travels out west, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Dave. Good talking with you.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.